Let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult and introduce you to Samantha calling us from Mount Washington. Hi, Samantha.
Good morning.
Hi there. Samantha made a solemn oath and promise to me that she would not swear this time on the radio.
This time?
I love that.
Do we have a history of that?
No, I don't think we do, but...
Okay.
Samantha's got dark brown hair, drives a Jeep Cherokee, is an X-ray tech, and has been married for 7 years.
Look at that.
Yeah.
7 year itch.
Oh.
You guys still
No.
No, we're good?
No.
Okay.
No 7 year itch?
We're good.
Oh, that's good stuff.
How'd you guys meet?
We met just friends of friends at a bar.
That's
Look
organic.
At that.
I like that.
I like that. Yeah.
Meant
to be.
At a bar, you just kind of... Now, did he buy you a drink? Did he do the gentlemanly thing or something?
No. It was kind of a BYOB type thing, so we had our own drinks. But a friend introduced us, and the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Look at that.
All right, good deal. So, Samantha, in honor of Father's Day, all of these little kid drunk adults have something to do with Dad. And Kelly's going to explain how the game works in case you don't know.
Yeah, well, okay. You're going to hear three stories. You have to determine, is the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult?
Got it.
Ready?
Got it. Let's do it.
Right. I am ready.
All right, here we go. First one.
I smacked my dad with a flapjack.
Slapped my dad with a flapjack.
Flapjack.
Oh, no.
You know what? I'm going to say drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Okay, I was thinking little kid on that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. One of us is going to be right.
So, funny, because I don't know. I know Kelly doesn't know, but Samantha, I don't know if you know anything about, like, making pancakes.
Why would you say that? I know how to make pancakes. I make the best pancakes in the house.
From scratch or from a bottle?
Yeah, from a box.
Okay. So, anyways.
I add water and stir.
So when you make
them. How else do you make them?
So listen, how else are you supposed to make them? What do you mean?
They're still homemade. You made them at home.
Yeah. This is true.
I don't need to put the egg in. I get the complete mix and add the water.
Okay. Anyway, so Samantha, when you're making pancake batter, that one of the keys to making fluffy pancakes is not to whip the batter too much. You know, you want there to be a little bit of lumpiness in the batter, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Am I teaching everybody something about making pancakes here?
Nope,
is it me?
I don't have to do that.
anyways, so one time, you know, when I was younger, I just pulverized it. I whipped it to a smooth, and the pancakes were super, super flat. And my sisters, I had made them for my sisters. Or no. Was it my sisters or my daughters? I couldn't remember. Anyways, so I made them, and they were like, these pancakes are so flat. And I was like, they're flapjacks. They're not pancakes. They're flapjacks.
Oh, like I meant to do that.
Yeah. They were like, okay.
And they're tasty.
Yeah, it makes sense now.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right. That was a little tangent.
You know what? It's just like the Pearl Milling Company. They do all the hard work for you.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I perfectly placed the chocolate chips so there's chocolate chip in every bite. On the griddle. That's the key.
Oh, yeah,
okay, so it. Once again, little kid, drunk adult.
I smacked my dad with a flapjack.
That's where we started. I forgot.
That's what it was. Okay, all right, and then Samantha, you said drunk adult, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
I think little kid.
All right, so you say little kid. Samantha says drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, good! All right!
Look at that! Wow!
I just got divorced from my ex-husband. I had many mimosas at my family brunch. My dad, out of the blue, says, I guess I now see what Rick saw.
Oh, Rick! Oh, my gosh!
Rick is my ex-husband. I responded by swatting my dad across the face with a pancake.
Well, I would have, too. Dad just said, well, I know why he divorced you.
Wow.
Seriously?
All right. Samantha.
Oh, that is savage.
One for one. Here we go. Okay. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I fed a police horse a chili cheese hot dog with all of the toppings on it.
First of all, sounds delicious.
Oh, I don't know if the horse's tummy liked that, though.
Oh.
They like carrots and apples.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. I could see a little kid doing that, but...
I could too, yeah.
But I don't know that a little kid would have everything on the hot dog. So
that's a really good point.
That's
a good point. I'll do drunk adult with you.
All right, so both of you saying drunk adult.
They had the munchies. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I was a little kid.
Come on now!
Little kid.
I thought you had solid logic there.
There it is.
Well, maybe she didn't like all the stuff, so she gave it away.
Yeah, maybe that was it. Well, here, let's see.
My dad was a police officer. I thought his police horse looked hungry, and he was flirting with my mom. We were at a holiday parade, and when he wasn't looking, I decided I was going to feed my chili cheese dog to his horse.
Wait, did she say that the horse was flirting?
No. I think her dad was busy flirting, so when he's looking the other way, she's going to feed the horse.
Gotcha.
And for the rest of the day, he had to explain to people why the horse had diarrhea.
Was not going to work with the horse's tummy at all.
All right, Samantha, one last one, all right? Little kid, drunk adult, last one.
Cried after crushing a can over my head.
Cried after crushing a can on his head?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, goodness.
I know.
You know what? I'm going to stick with drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Yeah, drunk adult.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Little kid.
Really? I don't think I got any right.
No,
I got zero. Zero right.
At least Samantha got one right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear what it was.
I was a little kid. My father would always smash beer cans over his head when I was little. I wanted to be just like my dad, so I tried smashing a can of Pepsi over my head. I did it for a pack of neighborhood kids. I didn't know the trick about squeezing the can as you smashed, and it did nothing but almost knock me out and knock me off the stool where I was standing.
Oh, my God.
Ow, he was standing on a stool? Like, hey, everybody, watch me.
I hit my head on a car bumper on the way down, and I came up crying. I was 13. Everyone was laughing, and I still hear about it to this day.
Wow. He was 13. Oh, gosh. Oh, the social consequences.
Oh, because of dad going, hey, look what I can do with this beer can.
Oh, dang. Yep. You saw his dad do it. I can do that, too. Right. It's cool. Right.
Hold my beer.
Yeah, for real. Hey, Samantha, 1 out of 3 is a failing grade anywhere but this show, okay?
Yes.
Well done. Right. She did better than me.
Yes, that is true. So congratulations, Sam. We got some tickets for you for Kentucky Kingdom Theme and Water Park. If you want to just hang on the line a quick sec, we're going to get more information from you, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Hang on.
Yeah, we need more stories like that. So
yes.
If you've got one you think could, you know, really stump people, then give us that little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email us the voice note of you telling us the whole thing at BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.